Hi, welcome to my podcast. My topic today will be on mortality in Hamlet. Throughout the story, mortality was one of the biggest themes. In my opinion, everyone's death was immoral and pointless other than Claudius's death. Death was the cause and consequence of everything that had happened. Claudius had caused a domino effect. By Claudius killing King Hamlet, if he had not, no one else in the play would have committed any immoral actions. So, by Claudius killing King Hamlet, which it caused his own death, Hamlet wanted revenge for his father, the ghost, and it was pointless because it did not benefit Hamlet in any way other than getting revenge for the ghost. And another example is Laertes attempted to kill Hamlet as revenge for Polonius, resulting in his own death. So basically, it was a repetition of what Hamlet was doing for his dead dad, and death was like a loop in the story. And while Hamlet attempted to do something moral, he indirectly did immoral things to accomplish his goal. For example, Polonius's death. He thought it was the king behind the curtains, and he had killed an innocent man. Ophelia's death. He had dumped her, and then he killed her father and basically drove her mad. It wasn't directly his fault, but it was indirectly his fault. The queen's death. She accidentally drank the poison Hamlet was supposed to drink, whose death was caused basically by Claudius. And Hamlet's death. He got his revenge, but similarly to Laertes, he died. So, the only moral death there was Claudius's. So, in conclusion, death was the cause and consequence of everything that had happened. Claudius had caused his own death, and Laertes basically did the same thing that Hamlet was doing and caused his own death. Hamlet tried to do one moral thing and did more immoral things. Thank you for listening to my podcast.